In this part of the show, we're going to hear about some of the challenges facing young athletes. We begin with tennis, where the formula for developing future pros is to identify talented kids at a young age and then ship them off to residential tennis academies. Tennis great John McEnroe has come up with an alternative. The John McEnroe Tennis Academy is officially open for business in New York City. NPR's Mike Pesca went to the 20-court facility on New York's Randall's Island and sent this report.
Good, and bouncing on the toes, and bouncing, and bouncing, and bouncing, and bouncing.
On one court, a cluster of 10-year-olds haltingly weaves, no, clomps its way through orange cones. Some have clearly cast off the directive to employ a cross-step. Others are trying to adhere to the wishes of instructor Nate MG, but their legs are at war with themselves.
Small, 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 small. And go, okay.
One court over, Hungarian-born instructor Meshi Syros is leading the same drill with her 10-year-olds, trying to perfect what is literally a small step. But in the big picture, what's going on may in fact be a large step in developing the next great American tennis star. This scene, and the one playing out on all the other courts, is under the aegis of one of the past great American stars, John McEnroe. John's brother and the facility's manager, Mark, a lawyer by trade, recognizes the value of his name.
For the first time, I think, in my professional life, the name has helped me a lot since I've been here.
What makes the activities within this tennis bubble in the East River promising or threatening, depending on your view, is the academy's aim. John McEnroe believes promising tennis players shouldn't have to leave home and forgo all other sports at an early age. He didn't. But Nick Bollettieri, founder of the academy that turned out Monica Seles, Maria Sharapova, Jim Courier, and Andre Agassi, points to his record of success.
I think in the world of tennis today, you have to be around an atmosphere that other people are dedicated. I'm going to be a player, and that you have to have survival of the fittest.
Bollettieri, a former Army paratrooper, has a promotional video on his website, which ends with these words.
You know, losing can become a habit as well as winning. And I believe there should be a place for losers and a place for winners. And I want to be with winners.
The problem for U.S. tennis is a lack of winners these days. The highest-ranked American male is Andy Roddick at 10. The Williams sisters are the only American women ranked in the top 60. Mark McEnroe is frustrated that the live-in academies are still the prevailing model.
It's kind of the model that my brother Patrick is now following with the USTA, and we're trying to say that's not the only way, and for some people, you know, the way we're trying to do it will work as well.
And yes, you heard right. There's another McEnroe brother with yet another opinion on the matter. Patrick McEnroe is in charge of player development for the U.S. Tennis Association.
As much as I love my brothers and communicate with them regularly, they're a little misguided in saying that we believe in our program that the only way to go is to bring kids together from the time they're 10 years old. That's not the only way. We don't support that as the only way. But we certainly think that that is a way and the most common way these days.
Is everybody ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the opening day of the John McEnroe Academy, the talk wasn't of who would be the next American to win a Grand Slam. Parents like Bonnie Spiegel, mother of James and Nelson, were just eager for the kids to get some exercise and have some fun. Spiegel was a little disappointed that the Academy's namesake, who was supposed to be on hand, was waylaid by rain at the U.S. Open.
I love Johnny. Johnny Mac, he's the coolest.
Others, like 7-year-old Alexandra Goloff, took McEnroe's absence in stride.
Do you know who John McEnroe is?
He announces stuff at the U.S. Open.
Did he ever play tennis? Do you know about that?
No.
Judging from the cars in the parking lot and the prep school T-shirts, most Academy members were well-heeled Manhattanites. But the Academy says an expansive scholarship program is in the works. That will depend on financial success, which will in part be driven by the success of the players. The fame of the John McEnroe name is the carrot. The accomplishment of his charges will be the measuring stick. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.